Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to discuss today relates to the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it is alleged that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a radiant face. Light would emit from that face so much that even in the dark, things would become visible because of the radiance and light which was emitted from his face. Now, of course, we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a very special face. It must have radiated a lot of light, of course, as a lot of freshness as well. But a particular narrative in this regard, which is presented to substantiate the fact that such was the nature of this radiance that it would lit up a dark room. Now, this is something which is an exaggeration. It has no basis. And the narrative which actually describes this whole incident is also very, very suspect, as has been pointed out by our scholars of hadith. Now, it is narrated that there was a particular needle through which Hazrat Aisha رضي الله عنها would sew the clothes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at one time that needle dropped from her hand. It dropped on the floor, and she was also not able to locate it. It is said, and now this narrative is mentioned by Ibn Asakir in his Tarikh Madinah Dimashq, and also in some other books of history as well. It is said that at that time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked into the room, and such was the radiant nature and such was the immensely radiant light which would come out of his face that the whole room was lit up, and she could find that needle which had dropped on the floor, and because of that radiance she was able to locate that needle in the dark, and then she picked it up. So this is the narrative which is generally described to adduce the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an extraordinarily radiant face, and such was the nature of this radiance and such was the nature of this light which came out of his face that dark rooms were lit up because of that. As I said, this narrative is absolutely a baseless narrative. We know that the scholars of hadith have criticized it. There is a narrator by the name of Mus'ib ibn Bakr about whom it is said that he would report false narratives from his teacher, and that is Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Abi Aun. So scholars of hadith have specified this fact and said that on the basis of this, we cannot accept anything from this narrative. The face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indeed would be a radiant face, as one would imagine. It would have been blessed with a freshness, as all people who are pious, they have this semblance of freshness on their face, the semblance of a nur, as we call, on their face. But the fact of the matter is that this exaggeration, which is found in this narrative, has absolutely no basis. And the fact that such was the nature of his radiant face that it would lit up in a dark room, this is something, as I said, which is based on this narrative, is absolutely baseless, and it is a pure exaggeration. And we Muslims must learn that we must present the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he has been presented by the Quran, and through correct narratives, through sahih narratives, and through sahih reports of history. But narratives which are such false concoctions, and narratives about which our scholars of hadith themselves specify that they are reported by people who are liars, who concoct narratives, they cannot be accepted. Aqulu qawli hadha wastaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.